Blog Talk Radio.
I said, baby girl, brighten up the room like the lights up. You excited, nigga, see you got me feeling nice up. Everything about it feel amazing, spiced up. How to see me like my mother cooked a little rice up. See that 20 carat, please get it priced up. I'm past that girlfriend shit, baby, wiped up. Elevating, feeling like we going couple flights up. Next level with it, hope you ain't afraid of height. Skyscraper, take it higher. You got a helicopter on the roof waiting for a small fire. And add flames to the spark. And let us ride out together to the next level. Let me do my part. Like your hands
were the same. Now we're getting down, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kane. You're now tuned in live to Part Live Friday, man. It's Friday. Here we showcase, interview, and promote artists each and every Friday. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and take it to the next level. Like what you hear, that quality music in the background. That's Mary J. Blige and Busta Rhymes, y'all, with Next Level. Y'all make sure y'all top that off the Mary album. She dropped the album, I Like Too. Also, jump in the chat room with us, man. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, you can jump in our chat room, man. We got the chat room. Jump in. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. We got lots of new music. I love showcasing artists' music who put their passion into it, and it's what we're going to get into tonight. We got new music from Money Meek. We got new music from Miss Papa. We got music from Nas. This is one of my favorite ones, the Don. We got music from New Brain, People's Logic, The Roots. Yo, we got everything over here. Make sure y'all tell a friend and tell a friend that we're airing live. Let's go to the hot lines and get some love before we get into this music. Let's open up the mic to 702-481. How about us?
What's up, D with Ebony D? It's your boy right here, Kano the Pyro, broadcasting live from Sin City, Las Vegas, showing some love. What up,
Kano the Pyro? Big shout out to HME Radio, always doing it big over there in New Vegas, man. Make sure y'all check out HME Radio, check out HME Gear, check out HME Promotion, check out everything that they got going on over there. We definitely doing it big. Tell us what's up, Kano the Pyro. Y'all got a lot of big things popping off over there.
A lot of big things, but, you know, I can't discuss business. I'm on vacation right now. Season 4 is about to start next Wednesday. Y'all stay tuned for that. We got a lot of hot new things coming up. Right now, I'm at Chili Broadcasting Live. Corresponding from the hockey game, New Jersey Devils versus the New York Rangers. Happy hour. Y'all come join me if y'all in the Vegas area. No, I'm chilling though. I want to hear some
Elvana
though. What's up with that,
D?
You got that on deck?
Yeah, I got Elvana on deck. I definitely play that, man. I want to get that Elvana in for you. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Frontline Fridays. We're all for soldiers only, man. We're going to get into this data kit because we paid. And when we come back, we're going to get into some Elvana. And big shout out to Lauryn Hill. Happy birthday, Lauryn Hill. Let's go.
You know, Poobs, in the Bible they say, money is the root of all evil. Need I say more? Staring at the clouds, looking out the jet window, puffing on the loud, thinking about my dead kin folks. I was always taught to let it go until the pen broke. Would the outcome have been the same if I'd have been broke? Still going through it though, flow is still fluid though. Money can't stop the pain, it can soothe it though. You don't maintain your sanity, you can lose it, yo. Trick it all on a coke whore or a music hole. Business is all risky. At the end of the day, hundreds is all crispy. Yeah, nigga, I'm in that thing, you can't miss me. A bad bitch on her way to come twist me. That don't mean shit, though. The pounds and the bricks go. Dealing with some issues that currency can't fix, though. Stressed out, so we smoking that and drinking that. Meanwhile, you probably looking at us and you thinking that.
Just cause we pay.
Just
cause we pay, oh, 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 oh,
sometimes it's a warning. So I wake up and try to make a million every morning. You ain't gotta rap to feel the way I'm on it. Hustler's mentality is still the way I'm on it. Frowns, smiles, tribulations, trials. Heroin in the bags, crack in the vows. So raspy tea, snapback in the khakis. If he got all the money, why he ain't never happy? Real recognize real, why he ain't never dap me? He follow me on Twitter, but he ain't never at me. New 7 series, wishing they made a wagon. Situations be real, more than you can imagine. Royalty is something you can't worship, and loyalty is something you can't purchase. Going through it, so I'm smoking that and drinking that. And when you see me, automatically you thinking that.
Just cause we pay.
Without a doubt, hands down, we the most fly. Whole group been the truth, nigga, no lie. Chipped in, first advance, bought a whole pie. Butter gnats till infinity. I'm just one third of the trinity. Top five when you think of rap. Now that you know, you can stop thinking that.
Just gonna be
just because we pay, man, I don't mean everything is okay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Frontline Friday, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but hot independent music, hot independent artists, and also the industry as well. That was JD Kiss right there, Just Because We Pay. I definitely love that song. That's definitely a hot track. I want to get into another song right here. It's by Poetic Lace. This song right here is called Broken Wings. Big shout out to Poetic Lace doing it big. He also has a conference call on Wednesday. It's a prayer line every Wednesday. So y'all make sure y'all follow Poetic Lace at Poetic Lace on Twitter. Let's get into this track right here called Broken Wings. Y'all gonna love this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, no. It's so hard to fly when your wings are broken. I guess it's hard to see God when you're so blind. You still gotta look for that light, though. Tell him, Nova.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may find a way. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may find a way.
I'm trapped in enigma. I'm at the kind of jail asking why you pulled the trigger. It must have been confusion from the blunts and the liquor. Seeing you in here only makes me get sicker. I'm mad, I'm pissed, I'm something like a bladder. Most my dogs slipped when I started up the ladder. We were close friends, but you never helped my struggle. It was mostly criticizing, pointing out my trouble. Don't get it wrong, the love was there. But in my heart, I couldn't really say you cared. That's like the women came around trying to get paid. But in the end, every single one felt played. No PS3, Nintendo, we are Xbox. That's so ironic, cause the game don't stop. I can remember every girl that I slept with. But I wish I could forget that we did it.
I'm looking for the right
direction.
I'm searching for the road of salvation. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may find a way.
show has to go on. My brother's been praying that it just holds on. My mom's been praying that my brother comes home. The streets ain't really what you wanna call home. It's like times get hard, the harder we grow, we growing hard. So what else do we know? It's a hard night life, and I had to live it twice. So many mistakes, but God still treats me nice. I'm wondering and pondering, thinking and blinking. Keep a sober mind. Far from drinking, I gotta do it. Crabs in the pot, they tryna pull me down, cause the water is hot, the water is scorching, the water is scorching. These crabs are deceitful, cause they know what's approaching. Step around the corner, please pull me out of terror. I'm only 23, but I know the pallbearer.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may find my way. For the right direction, I'm searching for the road of salvation, so that I may find my way.
Waking up in the morning, I got a sad surprise. I lost my closest homie to a game of homicide. We in a city where you see the skinny dudes die. It's important that we pray just to keep by. I'm at a funeral, his mom is crying on my shoulder. They had my blood flowing slow and now my heart's colder. So I invested in some heat in case I have to teach. Then I heard, grab your Bible, keep that in your reach. Lord, pardon my mistakes, I had to play my hand. No spades, hearts of diamonds, such a tragic hand. So I went to the clubs looking for some love. Never realized all the while it's God that I shove. God is good, man, I promise you can make it through. Bow down, confess Christ, is what you have to do. It's nothing to it, speak your heart, shouldn't feel shook. If you don't know what to say, just repeat the hook.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation, so that I may fly. For the right direction, I'm searching for the road of salvation, so that I may find my way.
I shine so bright in the night, I flicker, I flicker, I flicker. If I open up my mouth, then my teeth might glitter. They might glitter, they might glitter. If you looking for me, homie, you can find me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Twitter. Shooting out of space, can that be Higgins, love? Don't worry, I won't kill you. Fifth son and I star, king of my rap boss, formerly from outer space, I'm from the planet Mars, took on the life form of a human being guy, so they left me in charge, every day I'm feeling I watch from the avenues, observe from the boulevards, who we be, who we are, prisoners of Megatron, I'ma see a paragon, sounding like a pair of bombs, if you carry me, you better drop me before I blow your arm, explode the episode, I'm surfing on a supernova, I'm straighter than the king cobra, I'm filled with hot gases, fogging up your glasses, you can call me down. You can call me Asterix, you can call me 5 point master lyric advocate. You can say I'm balancing, I'm talking like a maverick. You can say I'm balancing, I'm walking on an avalanche. About to have a seizure, call me up an ambulance. I think I'm transforming back into another alien. Mr. New Brain, you can tell him that's my alien. I've been dropping platinum, you can take it back to 86. I'm not an atheist, maybe it's just another legend dropping greater hits. Now look how big this crater is. It's the mind of intelligence up in the heavens. Sit down on earth, I'm a star to the president.
I shine so bright in the night, I flicker, I flicker, I flicker. If I open up my mouth, then my teeth might glitter. They might glitter, they might glitter. If you're looking for me, homie, you can find me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Twitter. Shooting out of space, then I be head ruler. Don't worry, I won't kill you.
All right.
Y'all know how we getting down, man. It's your girl Diva Mary K. You now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Frontline Fridays. That was just New Brain right there, like a star. I'm definitely feeling that joy. I got this Alvana refill coming up, the Kano to Pyro. But yo, so I wanted to testify a little bit. Y'all know how I do each and every Friday, and I was on Facebook, of course, and checking out some just we're reading a couple of posts right now, and I ran across the Ladies of Hip Hop page. Y'all check out Ladies of Hip Hop page on Facebook too. It's a dope page. I really like how they display the Ladies of Hip Hop, like Remy Ma. You got Rasta, you got Trina, Nicki Minaj is in there, Aaliyah, who else? Missy Elliott, Lauryn Hill, of course, Lil' Kim, Queen Latifah, all of them is on there. But what caught my eye is the story about Raz B drags Chris Brown, Bow Wow, and B2K out of the closet. So basically what it's saying is Raz B is back at it again. Raz B just went through the whole beef. I think that was like last year, him and somebody else that was beefing. But anyway, him and Chris Brown was beefing back and forth on Twitter. That was just kind of funny. But Raz B and Chris Brown, Bow Wow, and B2K out of the closet. So this is just kind of funny to me. But according to, let me get the website. I'm going to make sure. Oh, Nikki Leakes. Wow. According to them, it says the former B2K member has written a tell-all book describing the intimate details about the down-low sex life of Chris Brown, Bow Wow, and members of B2K. Titled This The Boy's Life. The book is titled The Boy's Life. The book was released through Cornel Scott Productions. And let's take a peek at some inserts here. It says on B2K, this is what he wrote on B2K, there was no girls, there was no breaks, absolutely no meat or diet. Our diet was so strict that I remember passing out during rehearsal because of our heavily restricted diet. Thorin goes on to say, more importantly than the food was girls. Girls were not allowed to even have our number. Chris Strokes would say that girls were a distraction, but in reality, it was just for his own sexual pleasure. Wow. Let's go down a little bit. It gets thicker a little bit. I'm going to read another one and come back, too. Now he's talking on Ray J. He say, Ray J was cool at first. I was under the impression that he wanted to help me, but just like with Whitney Houston, he was just looking for someone to use. Ray J said that he was mad about how Chris did us and other artists, but Ray J just wanted airtime. He went on to say Ray J made a diss song about Chris being gay, but that's the kettle calling the pot black. What? I want to get y'all feedback on this situation. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Kayla, what you think about that situation? Raz B coming out, now he's doing a tell-all book, and the tell-all book is called The Boy's Life, and now he's just going in.
He said the name is My Booty Still Hurt. Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, it's good that he put these cats on blast because a lot of people in the industry are like this. So I'm happy that he's exposing these cats from what the public I see them, from how the public I see them. So, you know, I know Raz B. I know dude like real talented and stuff, but he's traumatized over that situation, and he's ain't nobody trying to hear him out. So the book is a good idea to go about on the business side, but man, it's a sad story. It's a real sad story.
It is a real sad story, but we're going to give y'all a refill right now. It's your girl, Steven Ebony B. You're now tuning in live at Frontline Fridays. Y'all know how we get down each and every Saturday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East, broadcasting live from Seattle, Washington. Let's go. Elvon, Aretha.
I feel like a girl at the bar who's been there too long. Can't stand up. I should be gone, but I just can't get enough. Right now I ain't even been drinking.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music. More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, this is Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Chill.
Jay Real, and I'm back on another marvelous twin beat. Got the grill in this time. Hard hitter boy, born in the 80s, bitch. I had a lot of problems, dealt with a lot of shit. You think you know me? Well, you don't know nothing. I heard you owe something, well, let me hold something. You got a lot of nerve, run off at the mile. But we gon' shape them up, and we gon' move them out. I deal with generals, original OGs, betting at the domino table with joints and OEs. It ain't no peace time, it ain't no time for sleep. You either got a job, or I work in the streets. If you ain't prepared, you better be scared. Cause niggas eat here, shit, sleep and breathe here. Niggas never seem scared, bodies buried deep here. Fuck around across them, boy, you might not never leave here. Committing treason, and I'm asking why. Waiting on the check, but the mail keeps passing by. And it's frustrating when you need supplies to raise a child. And they wonder why my city running blazing wild. You can't take the ghetto from me. I know the answer, it's right before the question. You can't take the ghetto from me. Everybody's a teacher, but no one learns a lesson. You can't take the ghetto from me. Your life's so limited and make it your profession. You can't take the ghetto from me. Nobody's perfect for living, you're perfected. You can't take the ghetto from me. Nobody's perfect for living, you're perfected.
Broke, starving, and homeless all at the same time. Looking in the stars, just wondering when will mine shine. Deep thinking, thought about it, and I realized. Been to the paper, paper to the mic, I'm still fire. You know the name of the game, the bread, the meat. It ain't a thing changed, you don't win, you don't eat. My mind's made up on this concrete, I won't sleep. Fire for half off, but anybody won't heat. Come holla at your boy, yeah, serious is high deep. Wanna test the water, have a sit in my hot seat. Let me talk to him for a minute, walking through this here. I don't think you really want the problems that you're bringing here. Product of the 80s, raised in the 90s. You want problems with my kind, it's a whole field behind me. Grinding. These soldiers of a new breed, development of the future, growth of a bold seed.
You can't take the ghetto from me. Everybody's a teacher, but no one learns a lesson. You can't take the ghetto from me. Your life's so limited and make it your profession. You can't take the ghetto from me. Nobody's perfect for living, you're perfected. You can't take the ghetto from me. Nobody's perfect for living, you're perfected.
Street. If you ain't prepared, you better be scared. Cause niggas eat here, shit, sleep.
deep and breathe here. Niggas never seem scared, bodies buried deep here. Fuck around across a boy, you might not never leave here. Committing treason and I'm asking why. Waiting on the check, but the mail keeps passing by. And it's frustrating when you need supplies to raise a child. And they wonder why my city running blazing wild. You can't take the ghetto from me. I know the answer, it's right before the question. You can't take the ghetto from me. Everybody's a teacher, but no one learns a lesson. You can't take the ghetto from me. Your life, so live it and make it your profession. You can't take the ghetto from me. Nobody's perfect, but live it, you're perfected. You can't take the ghetto from me. Nobody's perfect, but live it, you're perfected.
Yeah.
Yo, it's 403.
Diva Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva Radio, Diva Diva.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Diva Spot. Here's your girl Mary Kay with the 4-3 mile.
Then I take it to the top, get it, never stop. On the front line, baby, here I come if you're ready or not.
This is Diva Spot Radio with your host, Diva Mary Kay.
Mellow on the beat.
More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
All hits.
All hits.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah, we letting these situations burn, man. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Frontline Fridays where we showcase nothing but the hottest and independent music and industry music. Also, we chop it up with the Educate and Regulate session. And you know we got Hot Mess News, of course. And the Hot Mess News today is Raz B. He came out with a tell-all book called The Boy's Life. And this is via Nikki Leakes website here, the Caribbean Queen of Entertainment. So Nikki Leakes posted about this. So this is just crazy how Raz B is coming out and what he's saying. I can't help but to laugh because I just really think it's funny, because what's done in the dark will always come to the light. And sometimes people's stories are 50-50. But Raz B came out with a tell-all book, and he's talking about Chris Brown, Bow Wow, and B2K. You know, they all had gay tendencies, and they were doing gay things. So we just talked about what he said about Ray J. Now he's talking about Bow Wow. This is just a couple of clips from the book. So he says, Bow Wow was younger than all of us, but the record company figured his affiliation with us, B2K, would be great. I didn't see it for myself, but I was told by fans that Bow Wow and he got involved with each other. I didn't put a lot of stock into it then. It wasn't a few years until I realized that Sid wasn't lying. Wow. He said he wasn't realized that he wasn't lying until later on about this situation, how they got involved with one another. But now Raz B is saying, I didn't put a lot of stock in it then. It would be a few years later until I realized that Fizz wasn't lying. In 2005, Bow Wow and Omarion became inseparable. It wasn't until rumors forced Bow Wow to end the relationship. The gay talk was hurting Bow Wow's business. Wow, Raz B. Really? Really? I want to get y'all feedback on this. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, you guys can jump in the chat room and chat it up with me. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Big shout out to D Slate from the D Hour Show. I see you, King, over there in the chat room. And big shout out to guest 7711. I see you as well. You can definitely post in the chat room. And also, big shout out to guest 8588. I see you. We're talking about this whole situation. Raz B coming out with this supposedly all tell-all book. And he's talking about Bow Wow. He's talking about Chris Brown. He's talking about B2K. He's talking about Ray J. He's talking about all, and he's calling it The Boy's Life. Ooh, dun-dun-dun. He is calling it The Boy's Life, and he's talking about how all these guys were gay or had sexual relations with each other, or, you know, had some type of AKA tendencies. So we know last year the whole situation with Raz B and Chris Brown, how he was beefing on Twitter, it was hilarious to see. But now he's coming out with a tell-all book, and he's talking about all these dudes that were trapped in the closet. I want to know what you guys think. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. I got some new tracks from, oh, happy birthday to Lauryn Hill, too. Big shout out to you, Lauryn Hill. Happy birthday to you. What I'm going to do is get into a Lauryn Hill track, and then I'm going to come back with some lyrics and stop scheming. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Deep Spot Radio, the Frontline Friday show, where all hot independent music and hot independent artists live.
We used to be number 10, now we permanent in one. In the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm, pips and nozzle, hit the nasal. Blood becomes lukewarm, tell them, come on, be easy now, squeeze this summer. Test why cleft, see that flesh get scorned. Do a bad mix, feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. Tell your friends, say that hell out of my lawn. Chicken drawers became dead drawers, stealing chickens from my phone. Yeah, yeah. And that's the dead kitchen. If you're my theosis, then I'm bringing all hate to Sicilian. Nobody shoot me. My body's made a hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was shrunk and send the razor blade. That sounds sick, maybe one day I'll ride the horror. Black and a comfort together. Jack and Acura. Stevie Wonder, see the crack babies. Be clinging in the knees with their own families. I'ma get to come in over, we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
Things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
What's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken wrap?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, ranch dressing, wrapped up in a
snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
Where do I start? You know, it doesn't even matter whose fault it is. I just know that we belong together. So whatever it's gonna take, let's do that. You feel me?
I realize I did it, and now I admit.
Marcus Allen right there with that hot track, Come Back to Me. That's definitely a hot song. Marcus Allen been doing this thing in the game for many. He's won several awards. He has beautiful songs. Half a Man, the first time I heard Marcus Allen, it was from Future Guru 100 told me about him. Big shout out to Future Guru 100 as well. He told me about Marcus Allen, and that was a beautiful song, Come Back to Me. Y'all make sure y'all follow Marcus Allen on Twitter. That's at Marcus Allen. Again, that's at Marcus Allen on Twitter. And also, Marcus Allen is a songwriter. He's a model. Oh, man, Marcus Allen does so much, and he's so humble. We had him on the show, I think, about 2 or 3 months ago, but he's so humble, and he's definitely a professional with what he do. So you guys make sure you check out and follow Marcus Allen on Twitter at www.twitter.com/Marcus Allen. And you can actually go, it's two of them here, Marcus Allen, and then it's Marcus Allen, H-O-S. So make sure you follow Marcus Allen and go to MarcusAllen.com as well. You can get all his latest songs, when he's performing, when he's going to be in your town. Definitely a R&B singer that you don't want to miss. And he performs very well on stage. So make sure you check him out. Back to this hot mess news. And big shout out to the D-Hour Show, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out the D-Hour Show as well. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The D Hour Show. Oh, man, it's some great things happening over there. But before I get back into that show, I got to give some shout-outs. I appreciate all my Twitter fam. My phone be going off all day because of your retweets and everything that you're doing, and I appreciate you so much. So I want to just take out the time right now, get my Twitter up, and thank all you people for your retweets and all your messages, because it's definitely appreciated, and I want y'all to know that I appreciate y'all. So let's get them up here. And big shout out to Lady Survivor 2 doing her thing. She's a supporter of Diva Mary Kay, Diva Spot Radio. Big shout out to Slate Stone, keep it at that. Y'all make sure y'all follow Slate Stone on Twitter at Slate Stone Music. Big shout out to Phenomenal Radio. Big shout out to DJ Hank. Hold on, J-Patch, I gotta turn you down some, because I want y'all to hear this. Big shout out to DJ Hank. Big shout out to Shawana Ray. I am going to be interviewing her sometime soon, if not next week, the week after that. But big shout out to you. Big shout out to Jay Swole. I see you. Big shout out for the follow. Big shout out to Certified Halo Entertainment. Big shout out to you guys. Now, I posted on Twitter earlier today via my phone. I said, black-on-black crime is not a normal thing, so why are we treating it as it is? And that's going to be our Educate and Regulate session at the 8 o'clock hour. In about 9 minutes, we're going to be talking about that. But Charlotte responded to me and said it's been normal since the 1960s, though. So I definitely want to get you guys feedback on that. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. And also, you can give your feedback on that comment in the chat room as well. Let me just go ahead and post that question. Why are we treating black-on-black crime or any type of crime like it's normal? Murder is not normal, you guys. Big shout-out to DJ3. I see you. I appreciate the love. Big shout-out to the core DJs, man. Definitely doing their thing. Big shout-out to Dante Carter. Of course, Speech Guru 100. Big shout-out to Advice. Y'all make sure y'all check out the Underground Spotlight, man. You got to check out the Underground Spotlight. If you are anybody that's anybody, you know about the Underground Spotlight. Follow them on Twitter, www.twitter.com/TheUSpotlight. That's at TheUSpotlight. Definitely a hot site if you're looking to get your videos done, if you're looking to get your photo shoot done. Everybody's got you covered, everything, and that good price. And Selling Diva Ebony B sent you. He got you. Big shout out to the R&B Supergroup. Big shout out to Minister Automatic. I see you, and I appreciate that. But I'm just appreciating when I see the retweets and I see the people supporting. So, you know, I definitely got to take the time out to thank you guys for supporting. And big shout out to Denia. Make sure y'all check out Denaya as well. Denaya Azor. You make sure you follow her on Twitter at Denaya for you. You can her jewelry line is now out and you can go and purchase it. So make sure you follow her at Denaya DB for you on Twitter and check out everything that she got going. I'm gonna post it in the chat room as well so you guys can just click on the links and, you know, do your thing. But I want to get your feedback on this story. Well, on this topic, I guess, and this question that I'm posing, why are we treating black-on-black crime? And the reason why I'm choosing black-on-black crime, you guys, because we are at the highest rate of being killed, of people, of dying. And it's sad because we are a small percentage of the country right now. So why is it that when a black person kill a black person or somebody get killed in the hood, it's like, oh man, that's messed up. But then when somebody else kill a black person or the police kill a black person, we make a big stink about it. You know, I'm not saying nothing is wrong with marching and fighting and carrying on, but the same passion and anger that we have when the police or another race kill a black person, we should have it when we kill each other. So I definitely want to get y'all feedback. Call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Let's get into the song right here by Miss Proper, Amazing. That was your girl, Miss Proper, right there. Follow her on Twitter at www.twitter.com/Miss Proper. Miss Proper is doing her thing. And that was that track right there called Amazing. And she's definitely amazing. Lyrical content is very creative. And I'm feeling what the queen is doing. And big shout out to the True Film C's. And big shout out to DJ Froggy for hosting that joint right there. I'm definitely going play some of that music from the True Film C's, but I want to get y'all feedback on this topic, this question that I have, and it was just in my mind. I was listening to, big shout out to Donna Colion. I was listening to her show yesterday, and they were talking about this, but I'm like, why is black on black crime, you know, it's not a normal thing, so why are we treating it like it's a normal thing, like it's just something that happens? No crime or murder is a normal thing, and it shouldn't be treated as if it is normal. So I want to get you guys feedback and see and get how y'all feel about that. It's time for the Educate and Regulate session. Let's go. Let's open up the lines and get some feedback. 773. Lady Survivor, what's going on, Queen?
Hello.
773 Denia.
What's going on, man?
Congratulations on launching the jewelry line. It's a beautiful situation over there.
Thank you so much for your support, man. Like, it's huge. Thank you so much for your support. Like, that's huge. I can't thank you enough for that.
Oh, no problem. I definitely support any queen out there that's doing her thing in a positive way. The jewelry is beautiful. The prices is good. Can't complain. So, you know, of course, Diva Spot ENT and Diva Spot Promotions is definitely going to support you, man.
Thank you.
So, of course, we're getting into the Educate and Regulate session right now. And the question that I have been posing about this whole black-on-black crime, and, of course, we were all talking about the Trayvon Martin situation, but I'm thinking about it, like, why is it that either the police or another race kill a young, because this whole black thing, that's what the thing that's in my head. Why do we make a big stink about that? But then we don't turn around and make a big stink when Dada and Craig kill each other in the hood. I just think it should be the same type of energy and the same type of passion about it.
You're right. I mean, like, it definitely should be the same type of energy and the same type of passion because it's a crime. But I think what has happened is that a lot of people have become numb to it, so it's just like, oh, well, that sucks, but, you know, or they'll have this misconception, or, like, right away, there's a misconception, well, they were in a game, so that doesn't even matter, kind of situation, and that's what it is. And the whole thing is, like, any time an African-American, they'll get killed, that's the first thing that's put out there, whether it's true or not, but that's the first thing that people say. And so the minute they say, oh, they were in a gang, or they were doing this, or whatever, that's the first thing that's said. And so that's that first impression. And so that means, well, if you were in the game, then you were, then this is what's happening to you because you chose that life. And that's the kind of mess of the year. Because I've been working on violence and violence prevention groups for years. And that's the same BS as they try to pull.
You got a valid point there because I guess they're looking at it, well, oh, you was in a gang and you was part of this and you was doing that, so you get what you put yourself into or you get what you involve yourself into. But, you know, that's not to be true. Of course, if you get yourself caught up in a gang or a violent gang, because at the end of the day, my whole theory on this whole gang situation, anything can be a gang. You know, a gang is just a group of people who think alike, who have the same views and the same morals, and who dress alike. That could be a gang. Revival is a gang. Sprint is a gang. Avon, Mary Kay, they're all a gang. But it's just what your organization or what your group or your movement or your gang is all about. But everybody is not a Blood, a Crip, a Niasa, a Folk, a Latin King. Everybody don't get valid. It's just the neighborhood that they live in is infested with gang members and gang bangers. And what happened a long time ago, you know, of course I'm going to say this about the goddess, because a long time ago, years before me and you was even born, Denia, our father figures were taken out of our home. And not just our father figures, our brothers, our uncles. Anything that consists of a man or authority or a leadership was attacked.
Right.
And said, oh, no, we can't have the men in the house.
Exactly. That was called the man in the house rule, wasn't it? I think that's the exact law that screwed everything up. It was called the man of the house rule. And so you couldn't receive public assistance if you had a male in the home.
Yes. You're right about that. I just thought about it before, but now, I guess I'm looking at it now because you got women in relationships and people are saying, oh, you and that man live together, y'all not married, such and such, and, you know, daddy's the kid's father, whatever. I mean, of course, you want to be married to the man that you have been living with and you guys are together in the relationship. But if you're in a relationship with somebody and you and the man live together, y'all both need to be on mature terms and say, look, it's either we going to do this thing together or we not. I'm not looking to have any other men in and out of my house. I'd rather be by myself. You know, but while we're here together, if we're going to build a foundation, a.k.a. family, then we need to talk about this because you can either be here with me, we can build from here, or you can be out in the street carrying on, or you can just be a single man. But no, at any given time, not only is the male attacked, the female are attacked as well.
Right, of course.
And it's not just our black men that's dying in the streets, it's our black women that's dying in the streets as well, too,
yeah.
Because, you know, they get caught up in the whole life as well, and it's black-on-black crime with them, too. But it's just to the point that I'm just saying to my people, wake up, y'all. Wake up.
But
let's do communities events. Go ahead.
Right, but I think the biggest problem that we have is the fact of, like, people are gonna hate this, but like we keep on going on World Star Hip Hop and giving a million views to these crimes. Like
mm-hmm.
when somebody's getting jumped, it's a crime because that's mob action. It's not okay. Do not pull out your video camera, pull out your phone, and call the cops. And I think the more but then people keep watching it. Oh, you gotta see this, and then when you keep perpetuating all that kind of stuff, the violence that is. On the internet, this is stuff that's really happening, and this is stuff that actually is a crime. But you guys keep taping it and perpetuating like it's cool. And so then the kids think, okay, well, this is fun. Then the kids are doing it. It's like when you have grown folks doing it, and the kids start doing it, and the kids get younger and start doing it, and then they do the sexual acts. Like it's all connected. Because if we actually start treating fights and stuff like a crime, like it is, instead of entertainment. Then that might be something right there. Like, it's like, okay. But, of course, you have that whole no snitching policy, and that just really does not help the situation. Because people can't get caught when people don't snitch. I shouldn't say snitch, but, like, when people, you know, say what happened to them, people are afraid to talk. Because they're afraid that there's
a
retaliation.
But it's all no stitching until it's your family member or your child or your somebody close to you laid out in the street with their head blown off. That whole no snitching thing came about. That was a paranoid person that made that no snitching thing up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sad because people just jumped on it and followed it like it was nobody's business. All that loyalty, no more of it. I'm like Lady Survivor, no more lies and secrets. What is all these lies and secrets? Going on. That's why we got so much homosexuality and molestation going on. But I do want to encourage everybody that's tuning in and listening to do more things in your community. Have events in your community and support those community leaders that's out here doing things. You know, do what you can for them and tell everybody about what's going on. And right here in your neighborhood, look, we having a get-together. Or, you know, we're doing something for the kids. We're doing something for the parents. Share the information. Like, do stuff in the community. If you don't know where to start, the first place, a couple of places that you can start. Well, you go anyway. The Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, and the Urban League. It's a YMCA, a Boys and Girls Club, and the Urban League in every neighborhood.
Yes,
everywhere.
For sure.
So if you don't know where to start, start there, and then from there you will realize there's so much positive stuff coming out of it. We can't sit back and, you know, feel some type of way about the crime and stuff that's going on in our neighborhood if we are not doing nothing about it.
Exactly. I mean, but I think another thing is the fact of, like, recognize that the government is pulling the funding out of the violence prevention programs like crazy. So if you have the means to, then support the programs that are already going. Because the violence prevention programs are not important. I know this according to government. Like I know this because I've done advocacy for violence prevention programs several times, and that's the same conversation, you know, we have is we don't have enough money. I'm like, would you have enough money to build another jail? But you don't have enough money to put money to put it into the prevention or put it into the arts like we asked. And so and really looking at that and, like, understanding that, because if you have the funds, then give it. You don't have to, like, you can write a check. You don't have to have your name. You don't have to be, like, all out there. But if you have the funds, give back to your community.
I think the information is out there. We're just not taking advantage. Let's go to the call lines and get some more feedback. 623-341, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Fridays for All Soldiers. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
623-341,
can you hear me?
Hey, Diva, Ebony, what's going on? It's your boy D-Slay from the D Hour Show. What's good?
D-Slay, what's going on, man? Welcome.
Hey, what's happening?
You already know we getting it in, chopping it up on this topic. Again, everybody that's tuning in to Spotlight Fridays, where we showcase interviewing and promote nothing behind independent artists. And we also have relevant topics that matter, man. Right now, D-Slay, we talking about, I had posed a question earlier today, and I had put it on Facebook, and I'm like, why is black-on-black crime treated, you know, a lot of people act like it's normal, and it's not normal. So, but when a police officer or when another race kills another black person or harms another black person, we get all up in arms. What's going on with this picture and this situation where we're only getting excited when somebody else do something, but when we do it to each other, it's like, you know, they gang bangers, they drug dealers, that's what they do.
Well, you know what? You know what, Diva? Ebony, I'm going to say like this. First of all, I'm going to say the reason why a lot of African Americans think that, you know, think nothing of it when they, you know, well, the majority of them think nothing of it when they hear about something like that, is because they've been groomed that it's the norm. You know, they've been groomed to think that it's okay, you know, that it's all right, you know, for that type of violence. And the thing about it is, and I'm going to go deeper than that. You know, what a lot of black folks don't understand is that right there is what I like to call mental racism. And the thing about it is, you know, and I like to call it mental racism is because, you know, back in the day when racism was strong, when bigotry was strong, you know, they were doing it to us physically. They were doing it to us because, you know what I'm saying, because our unity was strong together back then. Our unity was strong. So what happened was that over the years, through media and through different things, our unity has been broken down. And the thing about it is that, you know, they don't have to, the racism doesn't have to be outright in our face in public anymore, because we're doing it for them.
Yeah,
and what's going on is that the reason, you know, that's the reason why it's such a hidden silence now with it, because what they're saying is that oh hell, we don't have to do anything. They're doing it for us.
Exactly.
They're doing it for us. We don't have to beat nobody. We don't have to kill nobody. They're doing it for us. All we got to do is sit back and watch.
Basically.
Hmm. You right about that. All we got to do is sit back and watch. And I had a situation where, you know, me and a brother had gotten into an argument about something. I said, you know what? I'm not going to continue this argument with you because I'm not going to go against you. I'm not going to be a Willie Lynch trick. And that's exactly what I said to him. And he stopped and he was like, you know what? I ain't going to be a Willie Lynch trick either. So, you know, whatever that we go through, we need to just squash it and move on and move forward. You know, it's just saying that I refuse. Not that I want to be for other races, but I try my best, my very best, not to beef with any of my family members. You know, anybody on the street, I give a nice smile, try to network with them. But, of course, you're going to run into some ignorant people that's going to try to work your nerves. But you don't let them work your nerves. I refuse to beef with my sisters and brothers. If it's something that you did or said that I dislike, I would say to myself, I refuse to be a Willie Lynch trick. I refuse to beef with you because it's not worth it at the end. The price, the value of you is so much more valuable than me sitting up here fussing and carrying on with you about something that was said or something that was done. We need to be sitting here building one another rather than bringing each other down. And what you just said, D-Slay, is so true that, you know, other races, and I can't just blame it on the white man no more. Other races, you know, they sit back and say, we don't even have to worry about the black people no more. It's the reason why they're a small percentage in this country, because they're killing each other off. And, you know, we come up with so many things to separate us.
Right, exactly.
Every time.
You know what?
We find
you
something
know what?
Stupid.
You know what, Ebony, I'm going to go even further. I got 2 points for you. And you just mentioned something. I'm glad you mentioned that, too. But my first point was, right now, I'm going to single out the violent individuals. I'm going to single out the violent minorities right now. And the thing about it is, all those violent individuals out there that like to beat it, you know, that think they're proud to brag about beating up some brother or sister or raping some brother or sister, or they proud about killing or shooting somebody. You know what? For those individuals that do that, you are a slave, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
You are a slave. And the thing about it is that you're doing exactly what they want you to do. You're a slave.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. Mm-hmm. You're breaking the unity down because they don't want you to have that unity. So you're breaking it down by committing the crimes and that violence that you're doing. So you are the biggest slave of all. And the thing about it is, I'm glad you mentioned the thing about, the thing about being a minority. The thing about it is, that better watch out. And I'm gonna give respect to the Hispanic community, because there was a report that just went out over the news and on online that minorities are coming up on the majority. They're coming up on the majority, and because of all the babies and all the kids the minorities have been having, so they're coming up as far as getting close to being a majority in this country. But the thing about it is that, regardless of how high that may get, all the thing that's going to happen is that everybody's going to be a minority at that point. But we won't get the respect to be a majority. But the thing about it is that, I give props to the Hispanic community, because in that population of minorities that's coming up as far as population, the majority of it is from them. The majority of it's from them. People make comments and crack jokes about Hispanics having babies all the time, but guess what? They're the one. Race, their population is the one that's coming up.
And they have been here. There's nothing funny about your race being extinct. There is nothing funny about that.
And they're trying to make sure. And they're trying to make sure that don't happen. They're trying to make sure that don't happen.
Maybe we need to get together and make some love.
That's what I'm saying. And you hear all the singers and stuff saying it out there. I want to make love, not fight. I want to make love, not fight. That was the biggest thing they used to say in the 70s. During the whole peace era. Let's make love, not war. So the thing about it is that. I that's why I said I give props to the Hispanic community, because they're trying to make sure they're not going to end up being an extinct race.
I guess my next question, and those who just tuned in, you're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. You're live on Diva Spot Radio. We definitely getting it in with the fit-ins. We got D Slate here. We got Denai here. We got Rodney Lucas, Man of God Ministry, live on the line listening. And we talking about this whole situation with the black-on-black crime. It's not just necessarily black-on-black crime. It's all crime. And I'm glad that D-Slate just said what he said about people make jokes about the Spanish and the Hispanic community about how many babies that they have in, but they on the rise. They making sure that their race is not extinct. But I'm more concerned with the fact that when things happen in the hood or the neighborhood, violent crimes happen against people, mothers, grandmothers, kids getting shot or hurt and molested, that it's like, oh, that's messed up, such and such is messed up. But when somebody out of the neighborhood or out of the race kills one of us or the police kills one of us and attacks one of us, we make a big stink. Oh, we're Al Sharpton at. You know, we're Jesse Jackson at. We all need to march and we need to do this. There's nothing wrong with that. But if we're doing it then, we should do it all the time. You know, and I'm just getting tired of hearing people saying the hood is all jacked up, the hood is all jacked up. Why would you go and pay your money to stay in a place where you can't be safe?
It's good that you said that, and it's good that you're telling everybody, and everybody that's listening right now, what Ebony is talking about is real. And the thing about it is, those individuals who make a big stink about the police killing somebody and hurting somebody or something like that, but don't make a big stink about the individuals of the same race doing it, I'm gonna tell you right now, you are a victim of mental racism. You are a victim of mental racism. A huge victim of it. You are
we gotta break this
racism.
Hate against one another. We gotta break this self hate. You know, that I hate you and you know, and I hate my skin or I hate my color. I hate ghetto people and I hate this and I hate that. No. That's crazy. You gotta break this self hate because it ain't doing nothing but tearing us down. It's not getting us nowhere. You hating on me, I'm hating on you. Eventually, somebody gonna die and end up in jail. And that's
Ebony, I heard you also earlier. I heard you make some comments about this whole gay situation in Hollywood.
Oh yes, I definitely want to go back and comment on that because it's still black on black crime. Razz B, you know, he's dragging Chris Brown, Bow Wow with B2K, and Razz B came out with a book. He came out with a tell-all book, y'all, and the name of this book is titled The Boy's Life, and the book was released through Corona Sky Productions, and what he's basically talking about, let's pull an insert from this book. Let's pull an insert. Let's just start here. With Bow Wow. This is what Razz B said about Bow Wow. It says, Bow Wow was younger than all of us, but the record company figured his affiliation with us, B2K, at the time would be great. I didn't see it for myself, but I was told by Fizz that Bow Wow and he got involved with each other. I didn't put a lot of stock in it then. It would be a few years until I realized that Fizz wasn't lying. In 2005, Bow Wow and Omarion became inseparable. It wasn't until rumors forced Bow Wow to end the relationship off ships. The gay talk was hurting Bow Wow's business. That's one. Then he goes in to say, in December of 2010, Chris Brown, like I said before, Chris Brown and Razz B went at it on Twitter after Razz B taunted Chris about the beating he gave Rihanna. And the tweet went, I'm just sitting here thinking how can niggas like at E. Bennett and at Chris Brown disrespect women as intelligent as Halle Berry and at Rihanna. And Chris Brown came back at him and he said, nigga, you want attention, grow up, nigga. Dick in the booty ass boy. That's what he said to him. But it's ongoing back and forth about this whole gay thing. Now Razz B is supposedly coming out with this tell all book about how Bow Wow and Chris Brown and Ray J and all of them was trapped in the closet with one another. I don't understand Razz B. Of course, he's traumatized about what happened. It's a lot of gayness going on in the industry, even with a lot of mayors is going on. It's a lot of homosexuality going on, and I want to get y'all feedback on this. Y'all make sure y'all call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. It's too much. I mean, I heard healthy competition, but it's just too much. D-Slate, what you think about that?
You already know your boy. I mean, you know how your boy is. I'm going to tell you like this, though. First of all, you know, the thing about it is that's not the first individual. There's a couple of cats out there. There's this one cat that I heard, and I'm going to get back to that Omarion and Chris Brown stuff, but there's this other cat who supposedly had wrote a book, who spoke on a whole bunch of superstars. Okay?
Yeah.
A whole bunch of superstar athletes, mainly in football and basketball, different things like that, but a whole bunch of superstar athletes that are straight up homosexual, that are homosexuals or engage in some homosexual activity. He was going to put the book out there, but when these cats, I heard that when these cats found out, they seriously begged this dude and may have paid him off, I don't know. But they seriously begged this dude not to put that book out there because it was going to ruin their image. So that makes you wonder who the hell he was talking about that they didn't want to get their image ruined. And he said superstars.
Wow. I look at it like the same thing. Remember when Superhead came out with a tell-all book?
Yep.
Denai, what you think about that whole Razzie situation?
I mean, I think the biggest problem with artists in general or just people in general that are on the down low is that's what's causing issues with AIDS. Like, and it's not, I am totally for anybody that, you know, that's being themselves. But when you're on the down low, that means you're deceiving someone, and that can cause an issue. And so all these girls are thinking, like, oh, my God, shade, this, this, and that. And they're sitting there with guys as well, and they have no idea. Like, it's not fair to the girls that they're dating. If you're going to come out, come out. But don't sit there and just front, like, oh, you're straight, and then you're messing with guys. It doesn't make sense. It's a lie.
You know what? I'm going to go deeper on it with you, for you too, Ebony. The thing about it is, like with the whole Omarion in this situation, B2K 12 thing. The whole thing about that is that there was rumors that Omarion and Marcus Houston's was victims of family molestation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who it was. I think it was like an uncle or something. I can't remember. But and if it's true about that, that could have been an effect of why they, you know, the rumors could have been about them being gay, you know, because of what happened to them when, you know, in that whole situation. Now, you know, the thing about it is, you know, Hollywood is crazy because the thing about it is so many cats out there that's willing to do, you know, whatever it takes to be successful.
Right.
And it's like they get big timers. I don't know who these big timers are, but they get big timers telling them, oh, well, if you want to be in our circle, if you want to be famous, you want to be whatever, then you're going to do so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so.
Right. I've heard that before.
So they think to themselves, oh, I do want to be, you know, famous like that. So they end up doing it, you know. And, you know, the sad part about it is just like what Denaya said about, you know, the whole download thing. Here's the hard part. And I got something else I want to tell you, Ebony. I know you're going to trip out when you hear this, but here's the whole thing about that is being on a download like that and all that and the secrecy and the, you know, whole craziness of this whole situation, that's what's putting such a bad light, such a black light on gays and lesbians right now. That's why they get so much flack. That's why they get so much flack, because there's so many individuals out there that's doing some old conniving, sneaky stuff. You know,
right.
That's the reason why they're getting so much flack on it, and that's the reason why they're getting so much resistance. Now, I had also heard, I was reading an article, and I know that, and I really hope they don't do nothing like this, because if they do, gays and lesbians are really going to get crucified. But they were talking about that somebody was talking about revising the Bible and making it gay and lesbian friendly.
What? Wait a minute, I need to laugh so hard. I actually spit out of my nose when you get sick.
Yeah, they're talking about
revising. Wait a minute, they're going to make the Bible gay
and lesbian friendly?
Right.
They talking about, somebody was talking about revising the Bible so it can be gay and lesbian friendly, because you know they're already getting ready to do that in comic books. But they talking about revising the Bible. Some cats are talking about doing it to make it gay and lesbian friendly. So we talking like you know, Samson and David and you know what I'm saying, you know, somebody and you know, just it's just crazy. It's crazy. They're talking about Adam and Eve and, you know, Samantha and Delilah, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, like Adam and Steve or some you know, Samantha and Delilah and different situations like that. I'm gonna tell you right now.
What cats don't understand
is that people take their religion extremely seriously. I'm talking about deathly seriously. And if they do something like that, it's going to be some serious chaos.
It's going to be on and popping, man. Let's get into some music and come back on that thought right there. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Frontline Fridays, baby, where we showcase nothing but the best. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I want to play this hot track for y'all by The Roots. Big shout out to The Roots. Make sure you follow them on Twitter, www.twitter.com/The Roots. This one is called The Other Side. Let's go.
Yeah, we obviously need to tone it down a bit. Run around town, spending time like it's counterfeit. Everybody catching hay fever like sinuses. Step in my arena, let me show y'all who the highness is. You might say I could be doing something positive. Humble head down low and broke like promises. Soaking and broken in a joke like comic tips. Not enough paper to be paying folks compliments. But when that paper got low, so did my tolerance. And it ain't no truth in it there without the consequence. Listen, if not for these hood inventions, I'll be just another kid from the block with no intentions. On a dock at bay, serving a life sentence. Even if I'm going to hell, I'm going to make an entrance, yeah. Let them know I'm getting cheese like omelets is. But I'm the toast of the town like Thomas is. Remembrance of faces from the past we no longer have an image of. Carrying cold-blooded hearts that never been for love. Brothers keep going for theirs but never get enough. World travelers that seen it all and did enough, only to return and learn the world wasn't big enough. Damn, how long has it been? I guess the jig is up. Now all I know is I'm about to wake this nigga up. Yeah, that hindsight, 2020. Now niggas dead on the money. Try to take something from me, it's a wrap like a mummy. Undone, I am becoming. And when he's tired of running through the layers of the onion, he'll probably shed a tear, cause there'll be no more fast times. Death is weak, minds fold out like a bad sign. He never had enough and got confused when they asked why. Life is only a moment of time and it passed by.
For the world ready to jump off, thinking of various ways to break a gun law, thinking that enough is enough, but still I want more, thinking how I'm playing with fire to burn my young boy, any means necessary, don't give a damn, so every night I'm on a flight that never lands, be an asshole when the shit hit the fan, or bet your life on a bluff in the bare hand, can't win, can't lose, get them gas, leave them leaking fuel, either way the market moves, cash rules, king. Every night I'm crossing a line that ain't to finish. Every thought is dark as a glass of fucking Guinness. Too far going to come back to my senses. Now I'm on the edge of my bed, making love to my meds. Every moment's like a pistol to my head when I'm getting mine.
Welcome back. That's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spa Radio. It's Frontline Fridays. That was The Roots with The Other Side. Don't worry about what you ain't got. Leave it a little bit of dignity, man. That's all we saying.
That's real.
I definitely throw in that check right there. That was a hot track. I want to, D-Face, you blew my mind with the whole.
I'm telling you, that's what I heard. That's what I heard, Evan, and I swear, you know what I'm saying, if they do something like that, and like I said, they're already getting ready to start doing it in comic books. They about to, and I know some of the comic book fans is going to be a little upset about that, but they're about to start introducing gay characters in comic books. So, I mean, if they go into comic books, you know somebody is going to try to do the same thing with the Bible. And I can say it right now, if they do that, I'm telling you, it's going to be some chaos about it.
It's definitely going to be some chaos. And bringing the show to a closing, man, I just want to thank everybody who tuned in to the Frontline Fridays tonight. We showcase all this hot music. It was just a blessing to showcase, just give you all a recap of the artists that we showcased tonight. So of course, we did The Roots, which is the other side. You guys make sure y'all follow them on Twitter as well. We showcased Jay the Realist with his song, You Can't Take the Ghetto From Me. Take the Ghetto From Me. We showcased him. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, www.twitter.com/JDaRealist. We did Elvarna Refill. You make sure you follow her as well, @Elvarna. And also we did Marcus Allen. Follow him on Twitter, @MarcusAllen. Miss Proffer, we showcased her song, Amazing. Make sure you follow her on Twitter, @MissProffer. We also showcased Money Meek song, I Got My Sights On, Baby. We showcased that one, so follow him on Twitter, @MoneyMeek. And so much more to come, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spa Radio. I want to thank you, D Slate, for coming through. Y'all make sure y'all check out the D Hour Show. D Slate, tell them about the show and where they can listen as well.
Oh, no doubt. You guys can check us out, the D Hour Show, every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And then, coming starting next month, it'll be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And, check us out. It's 7 p.m. Mountain Standard, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And you guys can check us out at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Hour Show. You can also catch up with us on Twitter. It's @The Hour Show. Also, we're on Facebook as well, The Hour Show. Look for our Facebook page. And you can catch me on Facebook as well, D Slate, and also on Twitter, CEO D Slate. And just check out the D-Hour Show. We showcase independent and up-and-coming artists. We do interviews with them. We do interviews with poets, actors and actresses, some of your favorite music celebrities. We get them in sometimes as well. So make sure you guys check us out. We got some great shows coming up, so.
That's definitely what's up, man. Yeah, Denaya is definitely doing her thing. Got the jewelry line out, performing, shaking her birthday cake. I seen you, girl, doing that dance. I said, look at this. This is so rich. Denaya, tell them where they can go and get the jewelry, how to follow you and everything that you got going on, man.
Definitely. You can follow me on Twitter @DanayaDD4U, or you can get your very own Denaya Designs for Your Jewelry @DanayaDD4U.ecrater. That's ecrater.com. And make sure to like the Facebook page, facebook.com/DanayaDesignsForYou. One more thing, make sure to pick up that HSL that just dropped. It came out on Monday, and that is featuring myself and one of my models, Roshay. She's rocking Denaya Designs for You, and the layout is gorgeous. The pictures are dope. You guys have got to see this. So you get that at www.k4sent.com. com, and keep supporting Ms. Diva Ebony B over here because she is seriously doing her thing. Much love, chica.
Thank you. Y'all already know how I get it in each and every Friday. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow to Steppy Game of Saturdays on Diva Spot TV. Go to www.blogtv.com/Diva Spot right there, and then you can see how beautiful the diva is and how we get it in each and every Saturday. Y'all never know where I'm going to be at in the world. That's why I'm telling y'all my location. I just pop up somewhere. That's just how I like to do it because I got a big head. We're going to play this song by Rob D getting out of here. It's called Big Head. This song is very catchy, but it's funny. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Keep God first, family second, and career third. Never tell a hater what you're doing. Just let them watch, baby.
Play that beat, wee-wee.
Girl, get flashing at the mall.
Who, girl?
Rob D.
For real?
Yeah, I said, hey, he walked straight past me like he ain't even see me.
Child, he acting like he's too good for us to come stay.
I know.
Okay. He right from the same place we from. He so cocky to this stuff. He don't drink, he don't smoke, no nothing. You ain't no better.
He ain't no
nigga.
Better at all.
Okay.
Big head.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Rob got the big head. He bragging on himself. He talking like he better than everybody else.
Better than everybody else because she don't drink, don't smoke, so what? That's why you haters don't show her no love.